Chapter 2, Jesus Presented in the Temple.
Joseph and Mary were Jews and followed the customs of their nation. When Jesus was 6 weeks old, they brought him to the Lord in the temple at Jerusalem. This was according to the law that God had given to Israel. Jesus was to be obedient in all things. So God's own Son, the Prince of Heaven, by his example teaches that we should obey. Parents would present only the firstborn son of each family at the temple. This ceremony reminded them of an event that had taken place long before. When the children of Israel were slaves in Egypt, the Lord sent Moses to set them free. He told Moses to go to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say, "Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go, that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed I will kill your son, your firstborn." Exodus 4, 22 and 23. Moses carried this message to the king. But Pharaoh answered, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." Exodus 5, 2. Then the Lord sent fearful plagues upon the Egyptians. The last plague was the death of the firstborn son of every family, from that of the king to the lowliest in the land. The Lord told Moses that every family of the Israelites must kill a lamb. Then they should put some of its blood upon the doorposts of their house. This was a sign that the angel of death might pass over all the houses of the Israelites and destroy nobody but the proud and cruel Egyptians. This blood of the Passover represented to the Jews the blood of Christ. In due time, God would give his dear son to be slain as the lamb had been, so that all who believed in him might be saved from everlasting death. The Bible calls Christ our Passover. See 1 Corinthians 5, 7. Through faith we are redeemed by his blood. See Ephesians 1, 7. So as each family in Israel brought the oldest son to the temple, they were to remember how the children had been saved from the plague and how all might be saved from sin and eternal death. The priest picked up each child presented at the temple and held him up before the altar. Thus he was solemnly dedicated to God. Then after the priest gave him back to his mother, the child's name was written in the roll or book that contained the names of the firstborn of Israel. So all who are saved by Christ's blood will have their names written in the book of life. Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the priest as the law required. Every day, fathers and mothers took their children to the temple. The temple priest saw nothing different in Joseph and Mary from the many others. They were just simple working people. And in the child Jesus, he saw only a helpless infant. Little did the priest think that he was then holding in his arms the Savior of the world, the high priest of the heavenly temple. But he might have known. Had he obeyed God's word, the Lord would have taught him all about these things. At this very time, two of God's true servants, Simeon and Anna, were in the temple. Both had grown old in his service. Now God showed them things that he could not reveal to the proud and selfish priests. God had promised Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Savior. As soon as he spotted Jesus in the temple, he knew that the child was the promised one. A soft heavenly light shone on Jesus' face. Simeon, taking the child in his arms, praised God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." Luke 2, 29-32. Anna, a prophet, coming in that instant, gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Luke 2, 38. So it is that God chooses humble people to be his witnesses. Often those whom the world calls great, he has to pass by. Too many people are like those priests and religious rulers. Eager to serve and honor themselves, they think little about serving and honoring God. Therefore, he cannot choose them to tell others of his love and mercy. Mary, the mother of Jesus, pondered Simeon's prophecy. As she looked at the child in her arms and recalled what the shepherds of Bethlehem had said, she was full of grateful joy and bright hope. Simeon's words reminded her of the prophecy of Isaiah. She knew that those wonderful words spoke about Jesus. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Isaiah 9:2. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 6.